This is the Franchise News Podcast for Wednesday, July 22nd, 2020. I'm Jack Munson from the Social Geek Radio Studios in Chicago, keeping you informed and updated so you can be ready for your comeback of a lifetime. Our top story today is the International Franchise Association's Franchise Action Network Virtual Advocacy Day. Good luck to everybody taking the Hill via video calls with legislators to support small businesses who need additional liquidity to build off the success of PPP and liability protections as they reopen. MFV Expositions is launching the Online Franchise Expo, the world's largest online virtual event. The two-week event will combine four shows in one and will take place October 15th through the 30th. This comes after the decision to postpone all remaining 2020 live events until 2021 and bring together all industry leaders, resources, and marketing efforts to host the most significant online event in franchising. For more information, visit onlinefranchiseexpo.com. Smashburger announced the introduction of an all-new coffee lineup powered by the coffee bean and tea leaf. Carl Bachman, president at Smashburger, said, "Through this new partnership, we're delighted to energize our Smashburger guests with something they haven't yet experienced at our restaurants." Christy Smith, director of marketing at The Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf, said the partnership will expand the reach of the brand to a broader audience across the United States. Portillo's will be launching its own in-house delivery program. Several hundred drivers will be hired to provide delivery that will complement existing relationships with DoorDash and Uber Eats. Dino Northway, Portillo's senior manager of off-premise dining, said, "Self-delivery allows us to be part of the experience from start to finish, which can be a differentiator when ordering direct." Here are some franchisors giving back. 7-Eleven is helping millions of Americans get a boost with some juice. The company is donating more than $1.2 million in seven select Go Smart organic cold-pressed juices to Feeding America this summer. Jack Stout, SVP of Merchandising and Demand Chain, said, "We are proud to partner with Feeding America to help communities facing hunger during these uncertain times." Feeding America is the largest domestic hunger relief organization in the country and will distribute approximately 46,000 cases of the juice to 21 member food banks in 13 states. Whataburger and the Whataburger Family Foundation announced it has distributed more than $1 million to employees and their immediate family members for the 2020 to 2021 school year. The scholarships have been awarded to 268 students. New positions announced this week. Potbelly has named Robert D. Wright, former COO at Wendy's, as the company's new president and chief executive officer. Slim Chickens announced the promotion of Jackie Lobdell to Vice President of Franchise Development and added FranDev vets Chris Weiland and Eric Brown. And Global Franchise Group, the parent company of Great American Cookies, Hot Dog on a Stick, and more, has promoted Annika Conrad to the position of Chief Marketing Officer. Congratulations and good luck to you all. Today's franchise news is brought to you by Benetrends. Now more than ever, it's important for entrepreneurs and small business owners to work with a trusted financial partner. Benetrends Financial has been working with franchise brands for over 35 years, providing innovative funding solutions to get their businesses up and running, including the flagship Rainmaker program, which allows entrepreneurs to use retirement funds to purchase or recapitalize a business, tax-deferred and penalty-free. Get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically at Benetrends.com/social geek. Benetrends, 35 years of growing America and still going. Friday on Social Geek Radio, author Magda Khalifa joins us to share her story of transition from military service to running a global enterprise. See you there.